Check, what's going on, y'all? All right, I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4 today, and I'm reading a commentary. Just look at the show notes, and you'll see the commentary that I'm reading from. All right, so I'm going to start. This is from the Message version. Listen, friends, to some fatherly advice. Sit up and take notice so you'll know how to live. I'm giving you good counsel. Do not let it go in one ear and out the other. When I was a boy at my father's knee, the pride and joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill me. Take this to heart. Do what I tell you. Live. Sell everything and buy wisdom. Forage understanding for understanding. Don't forget one word. Don't deviate an inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. Above all and before all, do this. Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go. She'll make your life glorious. She'll garland your life with grace. She'll festoon your days with beauty. Awesome. The commentary for chapter 4 says this. Commentary, hold on a second. So the commentary is an exhortation to acquire wisdom. This appeal to acquire wisdom is similar to several other passages in chapters 1 through 9. Look at chapter 1, verse 8 through 9, chapter 2, verse 1 through 6, chapter 3, 1 through 2, 21 and 26, chapter 4, verse 10, verse 20 through 22, chapter 5, verse 1 through 2, chapter 6, verse 20 through 22, chapter 7, verse 1 through 3, verse 24, chapter 8, verse 32 through 36. Wisdom gives life, chapter 4, verse 4, protection, verse 6, and honor, verses 8 and 9. This instruction is valid because of its enduring quality, and it is valuable because of the honor it brings. Verse 1 and 2, commentary of chapter 4, the father's exhortation begins with the command to listen, as in chapter 1, verse 8, chapter 4, verse 10, chapter 5, verses 1, 7, and chapter 7, verse 24. Usually the words were addressed to my son, but here, in chapter 5, 7, chapter 7, 24, chapter 8, 28, verse 32, it is plural. My sons, pay attention, is also repeated. In chapter 4, verse 20, chapter 5, verse 1, chapter 7, 24, chapter 22, verse 17, as in chapter 1, verse 8, and chapter 3, verse 1, chapter 6, verse 20, chapter 13, verse 14, Torah, which is normally translated law, is here properly translated teaching. So this is verse 1 and verse 2. So for chapter 4, verse 3 through 6, Solomon spoke of his boyhood when his parents David and Bathsheba taught him. He was then their only child, though later he had three brothers. Look at Chronicles chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4 through 9, quote from Solomon's father David. By quoting these words, Solomon was passing the instruction to his sons. The three generations involved here illustrate Deuteronomy 6, verse 2. David had urged young Solomon to obey his words wholeheartedly with all your heart, as he says in chapter 3, verse 5, so that he would live. Keep my commands and you will live is repeated in chapter 7, verse 2. Perhaps David's encouragement to Solomon to get wisdom helped influence Solomon to ask God for it, as in 1 Kings chapter 3, 5-14. Wisdom was to be poured three times, Solomon said to get. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, twice, and in verse 7, it says get, and valued because she protects and guards. It's speaking of wisdom, and it refers to wisdom again as a person personified as a woman. Chapter 4, verse 7 through 9, the commentary says, as stated in chapter 3, verse 13 through 15, nothing can compare with wisdom. Therefore, it is supreme, well worth the effort and cost involved in acquiring it. As wisdom is valued and loved, she gives honor and an attractive life, pictured as a beautiful wreath and a crown of splendor, used in chapter 16, verse 31, of gray hair or age. The opposite is also implied. A foolish, unwise life is dishonorable, unattractive, and shameful. Solomon experienced both wisdom and folly, and therefore both kinds of results. Moving on in chapter 4, verses 10 through 19, dear friend, take my advice. It will add years to your life. I'm writing out clear directions, the wisdom way. I am drawing a map of to righteous road. I don't want you ending up in blind alleys or wasting time making wrong turns. Hold tight to good advice. Don't relax your grip. Guard it well. Your life is at stake. Don't take wicked bypass. Don't so much as set foot on that road. Stay clear of it. Give it a wide berth. Make a detour and be on your way. Verse 16 through 17, evil people are restless unless they're making trouble. They can't get a good night's sleep unless they've made life miserable for somebody. Perversity is their food and drink, violence their drug of choice. Verse 18 through 19, the ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. But the road of wrongdoing gets darker and darker. Travelers can't see a thing. They fall flat on their faces. Wow. The commentary for verse 10 through 19 is about the value of wisdom in preserving from trouble. The ways of wisdom, verse 10 through 19, and of wickedness, verse 14 through 17, are described. And the son learner is again urged to pursue the former and avoid the latter. The lesson is summarized in verses 18 through 19 by picturing the destinations of both paths. Chapter 4, verse 10 through 13, the commentary says, once more Solomon addressed one of his sons, urging him to listen, because heeding his father's words would give him a long life. Straight paths in verse 11 are unrestricted paths, as in chapter 3, verse 6, which are easier to walk in. This thought is amplified in chapter 4, verse 12. One's steps are not hampered, narrowed, or cramped. That is, he is not in distress. The crooked, devious path of sin is the way of problems and hardships, path and way. In verse 14, 18, and 19, and in chapter 2, verse 12 through 15, an eager acquiring of wisdom is encouraged because it gives life. Chapter 4, verse 14 through 17, the commentary states, in verses 14 through 15, six urgent commands are given to steer clear of the path of the wicked. And verses 16 and 17 state the reason for the urgency in verses 14 through 15. Wicked people are so taken up with evil that they are unable to sleep until they hurt someone. Wow. Sin is so much a part of them that it is like their food, bread, and wine. Whoa. The path of the righteous in verses 18 through 19, which is the way of wisdom, is like the first rays of light in the morning, which gradually increase to the full light of noonday. With light on his path, a believer can follow straight paths and not be hampered or stumble. By contrast, the way or path of the wicked is characterized by deep darkness, intense blackness. The word in Greek is apella, which means intense blackness in the middle of the night, which causes him to stumble. By contrast, the way of the path of the wicked is characterized by deep darkness, which causes him to stumble. Wow. So moving on to verse 20 through 27, the Message version of the Bible. Dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate, learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul. They're bursting with health. Verses 23 to 27, keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Avoid careless banter, white lies, and gossip. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Watch your step, and the road will stretch out smooth before you. Look neither right nor left. Leave evil in the dust. Wow. The value of wisdom is producing health in those verses 20 through 27. Commentary for turn verse 20 through 22, another exhortation to hear and pay attention to instruction opens this section. The author's words were to be in his son's view and in his heart. The major incentive was to offer life and health. Verse 23, the heart should be guarded, for out of it a wellspring come one's actions. Here, the word heart means more than mental or emotional capacity. It also encompasses one's values. These verses apply the command to guard one's heart. In verse 24 to 27, guard one's heart, including what one says, sees, and does. See the comments in chapter 6, verse 17 through 18. The mention in verse 24 of chapter 4 of mouth and lips is similar to Christ's teaching on relationships between one's heart and his speech. Wow. See Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Perversity comes from equus, the Greek word meaning crooked, corrupt, or foul talk should never be on your lips, the lips of one who trusts the Lord. See Ephesians 4:29. Each believer should focus his eyes on the wise path, concentrating on it and not being distracted, and his conduct should be upright as he stays on level paths and does not turn aside to evil. Again, paths and ways are used to refer to one's conduct. Proverbs provides both a goal and a route. The goal is successful living, and the route is the way of wisdom. See the commentary, a commentary on an ancient book of timeless advice by Robert A. Alden. Proverbs, a commentary on an ancient book of timeless advice. Though wisdom keeps one on the right path, here the encouragement is to keep oneself on the straight way. Thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. That was a reading of Proverbs 4, also alongside reading the commentary by John F. Walvoord and Roy B. Zook. The name of the commentary is the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching, for listening, and I hope this helped out. Stay tuned for our next chapter soon. Have a good one. Bye.